Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle, and we've got a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. First of all, Mr. Greg, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Jim. It is a good time to talk Penn State football, and it's crazy to think that February is almost over, and that means March is almost here, which will mean two things, Jim. One, a year since the pandemic started, and two, perhaps traditional spring football practice. I'm looking forward to that likely being the case this year. Obviously, there are a lot of details to figure out, but, you know, it's interesting because February is such a busy month for us, or at least it has been in the past with recruiting, and that just really hasn't been the case this year because of the dead period, because of the ban on visits, and so because of that, you know, we haven't had the junior days, and we haven't had the commitment runs and things like that, but all that stuff could be right around the corner, Jim, and until then, we still have some staff news to talk about and some other things to get to. So as everyone knows, it's never completely quiet in Penn State universe, that's for sure.
It absolutely never is. And you forgot perhaps the most important thing, Greg, as we get set to turn the calendar to March. Maybe, just maybe, that's the end of our snow for this season. What do you think?
Well, Jim, we can only hope so because I've had about enough of shoveling. I don't know about you, but, you know, I greatly regret not investing in a snowblower this year, and I promise our listeners that I will do so next year, which will ensure none of us will get any snow. So looking forward to that as well.
I'm going to count on that, Greg. All right, let's get going with Penn State football talk. One interesting thing is Penn State has a new, well, semi-new, he came in a bit ago, offensive lineman from the transfer portal, and that is Eric Wilson, actually from Harvard. And what is great is you had the opportunity to speak to him, Greg. What did you find out?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's obviously a guy who thinks he can come in and compete right away from day one for a starting job, and I don't think it's crazy. I mean, you look at his experience at Harvard, where he was an all-Ivy League second-team pick in 2019. This is a good player. Obviously, he's taking a step up. He's not like the other four transfer portal additions that Penn State has had so far this year, Jim, who, of course, all have played or started at the FBS level. Wilson doesn't have that, but he is a good player. He can play guard. He can play center, so I don't think you have to pigeonhole him into a position, and I know that everyone's high on Juice Scruggs and Mike Miranda, and you know there's some other guys who maybe didn't play as much last year who are expected to take a step forward this year, but you know you have to replace at minimum a center and a guard, and if you move Miranda over, then you're talking a guard and a guard, so, or if Scruggs wins that center job, maybe it's just a guard, so you don't know. Obviously CJ Thorpe's the starter that's gone, but you know Michael Mennett's moved on too, Will Fries has moved on, so that's another spot you have to replace, so you know they have some work to do there, and adding competition to that room is not the worst thing in the world by any stretch of the imagination. I think it only helps matters for Phil Troutwine to be able to add another good piece to the puzzle that they're going to have to figure out prior to the start of the season. So, you know, all told, when I got the chance to talk to him, he's just excited for a chance to come in and compete, and he wants, you know, nothing handed to him. He just wants the chance to come in and learn from Phil Troutwine and to experience an FBS program and so on and so forth, and he's going to get that. He was previously committed to Auburn when Gus Miles Allen was let go. That kind of ruined things with his plans to go to the SEC, but it worked out in Penn State's favor, and they'll certainly take it. So time will tell. He's not here for a while still. He has to finish his degree at Harvard, which he will this spring. And then pretty much the second the diploma is in his hands, Jim, he's going to point his car from Boston, the Boston area, rather, down to State College and, you know, get on with it and get started with Penn State. So we'll see how things shake out there, but certainly not a bad, certainly not a bad guy to add to the mix.
Greg, my expectation level is Mike Miranda, Juice Scruggs, who you both mentioned, filling two of those three spots in the interior of the offensive line. I guess my expectation was this guy would be the third starter, or at least a favorite going in. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think that's out of the question at all, Jim. And I think that, you know, again, this guy, the biggest thing that we're going to have to see from him is he hasn't played in a year, right? So What does that mean for his, you know, I don't think he's completely forgotten how to play football, but where's he at from a weight perspective? You know, is he, has he been, I'm sure he's been trying to keep up with his weight and all that kind of stuff to bet you he can, but when you don't play for a year, that can be really tough. So I think that's the one wild card here is where does he arrive on campus? You know, does he come in like Nate Bruce and Landon Tangwall, who just look like absolute monsters as January enrollees? Does he come in kind of looking like those guys, or does he need about a month with Dwight Gault and his staff to kind of get back up to speed after the Ivy League sat things out because of the pandemic? You know, that's going to be, I think, ultimately the biggest question mark when it comes to deciding what kind of role he could have out of the shoot.
I did read one thing about him where a lot of players, when they enter the transfer portal, that's pretty much it with their former team. Pretty much communication, everything is cut off. But it sounds like he's actually still working out with the Harvard team this spring.
Yeah, the way I understand it, that is the case. And if I'm not wrong, the Ivy League actually, I think, canceled its spring season now. So they're not even going to do that. Now, I don't know if Wilson was going to play in that, but he certainly would have been able to be around the team. So now I guess they're back to doing whatever it was they were doing when the fall season was canceled. But yeah, I mean, I think it is a little bit of a difference here, Jim, just because, again, none of these guys are playing. It's not like you have some guys working toward games in Harvard uniforms and some guys not. No one's working toward anything right now because, you know, again, they were supposed to play in the fall. That didn't happen. They were going to do this shortened spring thing. That also did not happen. So now it's all eyes on 2021 for everyone there. And, you know, like you said, some guys are moving on and some guys are not. But it does seem like he's getting some opportunity to be around the team still up there. And I'm sure he's not the only one in this boat either.
All right, let's move on to some other news from the past week that you alluded to, a change in the coaching staff. Tim Banks has moved on. In his place, new safeties coach is Anthony Poindexter. James Franklin plucked him off of the Purdue staff. What do we know about him, Greg?
Yeah, you know, obviously, the as we talk about this, hasn't been formally announced. I'm sure it will be that, you know, I'm sure it will be at some point here, probably the second that we finish finish up here, Jim, they'll announce that for good. But yeah, you know, obviously with Anthony Poindexter expected to join James Franklin's staff, you know, Penn State is in a place now where it is able to fill up its coaching staff again, obviously, with Ty Howe being promoted and now Poindexter poised to come on board. And, you know, he was an All-American at Virginia, a College Football Hall of Fame inductee last year. I mean, he's kind of like Taylor Stubblefield in that regard. He was super, super good at the college level when he was playing, you know, when he was playing the game. And then he started his coaching career at Virginia and moved on to be at DC at Connecticut. And then obviously spent some time with Jeff Brohm's staff at Purdue. So he's been around. He knows how to recruit. He did some really good recruiting work at every stop. Obviously recruiting at Virginia and Connecticut and Purdue, he'll be, you know, a little bit different, of course, to recruit at Penn State, because it's obviously, you know, when you walk into schools with that logo on your chest, you get noticed a little bit quicker. But, you know, he's a guy who I think can make a big impact right out of the chute, both in the coaching realm and then as a recruiter. I think he can revitalize Penn State a bit in the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. And, you know, obviously that they've had some good times there. They've had some bad times there over the last handful of years. And let's not forget Tangwall, who we mentioned a few minutes ago, is the gem of the class and a four-star recruit that, you know, played in Maryland. So it's not like Penn State's had no luck there, but they could certainly pick it up. Losing Tyler Bowen was, you know, he was a key part of the recruiting plan down there. So you bring Poindexter in and hope to reestablish some roots there and see what happens. But I like the hire. You know, it's interesting, Jim, because every time we talk about these hires, you know, we're always trying to find a connection to the past, and we know James Franklin likes that. But much like with Mike Yurcich, I don't know if you've really a clear one to see here. You know, there's not exactly a obvious aha moment with either somebody on the staff or Franklin that makes you say, oh yeah, this is a connection that you know, helped Penn State land him. I don't really know if that's the case. I'm sure the money's a little bit better in State College than it is in West Lafayette, assuming that the titles are the same. And I think for Poindexter, he gets a chance to, if he wants to be a coordinator again, you know, work in a different environment. And, you know, it didn't sound like, if you read some of the stuff that's out there, he had, you know, a whole lot of say in the defense. And not to say he would have a whole lot of say here, because it's still going to be Brent Pry's show, but maybe there's a little bit more opportunity there. So time will ultimately tell on that. And, you know, I think that this was a good hire for Penn State. They went with the inexperienced but kind of rising star route with Ty Howe. And now with Poindexter, they get a guy who's done it before, who has name recognition in the recruiting world, and obviously was a tremendous player and can teach the technical parts of the game. So I like the fit, Jim. I really do.
And he also has something that in common. You mentioned Stubblefield was a very good receiver being brought in to coach the receivers. Phil Troutwine, very good offensive lineman, brought in to coach the offensive line. So I think there's a situation there where the players could probably relate to the coaches a little bit better because of that. The last item I'd like to hit, Greg, while we have a couple minutes left, it was announced last week that the Board of Trustees voted on an upgrade to the Lash Building, which is the football building. A lot of emphasis on the weight room there. A situation where to keep up with everyone, you need to do that. You need to upgrade the facilities. But a very prominent member of the Nittany Nation, Jay Paterno, who's on the board, he came out, he voted against it. I just wanted to get your reaction both to the fact that they are going to upgrade the facility and Jay Paterno's comments.
Yeah, that's become a bit of a hot button issue now with LeVar Arrington obviously adding his 2 cents recently and kind of taking a very critical approach to that, and more or less saying that if Jay Paterno was the head coach, he would want this funding and he would want these resources. So how can he sit there and say that James Franklin and the football team shouldn't have those resources? And I can get some of Jay's argument that, you know, college football is changing and name, likeness, and image and all this stuff and, you know, revenue streams for college sports and the amateur tag and so on and so forth. I get all that. It's certainly an uncertain future that college football and college athletics in general are moving into. But at the same time, you know, I understand some of what he's saying. I just don't, you know, I don't know what the point of it is. I really don't. This was clearly going to pass. He clearly wanted to make a stand here. I'm not 100% sure why, but, you know, this is stuff that, you know, if Penn State kept up with things in the last 10 years, in the last 20 years, then this funding probably wouldn't be necessary, Jim, but ultimately it is, because the facilities in State College, whether anybody wants to like it or not, have fallen behind, and this is much needed cash, Jim, to be able to pick things up in that regard.
And at the very least, Greg, and I mentioned this earlier in the week when talking to Dustin, I think it's a very bad look for Jay in the position that he's in to come out with comments like this and vote against it, even if that's how he feels. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to continue our series on James Franklin's recruiting history.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates. And the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their Peachy Paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about sauces like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.